Ladies, gentlemen, welcome to WCAST Episode 8. McKnowledge, Return of the Brit, PBR, Squint for 10,000, so don't drink more beer? All that and beer, right here on WDKS.
Welcome to Episode 8 of We Don't Know Shit, where each week we cover five of the web's most fucked up news stories. I'm your host, Kyle Weeks, and I have no credentials. I'm actually a drifter, and I have no idea where I am. Please send help. I'm joined this week, as with every week, by my lovely drifter wife, River Weeks, and the only officially official podman, Reed Qualls. It was Reed's job to delight our ear holes with news this week, and he's got a fucking gold mine of news. But before I get to that, I got some shit that I'm going to say. We're on Twitter, Instagram, and Discord, and you need to go follow us for exclusive news, giveaways, and content there. You can find us at WDKSPod, and you need to pause this episode, go do it right now, and come back later. Okay, now I assume that you went and did that, and you followed us, and you could see that we have a little contest going. If you follow us and retweet the pinned tweet on our profile from now to March 30th, we will give you a custom zinger of a compliment on the April 1st show. And I swear it's going to be good because we have some great comedic writers here on our team. It's River and Reed. They're the writers. But just go follow us and do it and retweet and, you know, you can get a custom compliment. And that's just the first of many things to come. We also had a little thing going on where if you retweeted a tweet in 24 hours, then they would flick me in the ear. We only had one retweet, so I'm just going to let Reed flick me in the ear right now. Oh, ooh, shit!
Well, I bet you could hear that one.
Ow! That was a good one.
Fuck!
Damn, that was a good one.
That was like in the ear, woo! Too.
Okay, you guys see what happens when you go get involved on the Twitter? You cause me pain. Now go follow and do all the shit that we say so you can cause me more pain because it's fun to get involved. All right, the next thing and also the last thing, be sure to rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're listening to this. Each and every rate and review helps a ton, and we're super grateful for those that do. Now, look, we're losers, and we don't have any cool stickers or anything like that yet, but what we do have is this. If you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, take a screen cap of that and post it on Twitter using the hashtag RateWDKS, then every month we're going to go through and pick one person to win a $10 Amazon gift card. You're going to also be following us to win that, so make sure that you do that. And if you are a lucky winner, you'll also gain the winner's role on the Discord server. If you've joined the Discord server, which of course you have, because who wouldn't want to join the fucking Discord server? You'll also get access to the Locked Winners channel where you can, like, talk about winners shit, I don't know, and also suggest news stories. And we're only going to take user-submitted news stories for now from the Winners channel, so it just gives you more incentive to go follow and rate and all that shit. But, yeah, we got cool shit going on, don't we, guys?
Yeah!
We do. That intro was metal as fuck.
Yeah. Right? Okay, I did all the business shit. Now, Reed, it's on you, my man, to sing me a sweet, sweet song of news. Go.
Can I just say that I cannot believe you called us losers?
Yeah, I'm very deeply offended.
Look, I'm just saying, some people are all like, if you rate and review on Apple Podcasts, we'll send you a fucking t-shirt. Well, we don't have fucking t-shirts yet.
Why do we sound like we're from, like, Wisconsin?
Well, no, that
we
was the other people.
We got a t-shirt for you.
If you rate and review on the Apple Podcasts, we got to send you some manure because that's all we got in Wisconsin here.
We got some cheese wheels.
We got the Wisconsin baptism.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I will fill you guys in the BS portion. But
okay, sweet.
Let's move on. Let's dive into McKnowledge. Now, this story obviously comes from McDonald's. I am back-to-backing McDonald's stories.
I thought it was Burger King, to be honest.
I found this interesting because it's something I've always wondered, and I was wondering if you guys have ever thought of this. When you're eating a 10-piece or 20-piece McNugget, have you ever thought, why are they shaped like this and are pretty close to the same shape no matter when you get it or where you get it. So McDonald's Canada recently released a video showing us how their McNuggets are made. McNuggets come in four shapes: the bell, the ball, the boot, and the bone. But why? Which is what I've always asked.
Wait a sec. What's the bone?
The bone here, I will show you a picture. The bone pretty much looks like it's the skinnier long one.
It's
sometimes
like a,
there's sometimes
like a pear
they're skinny.
Shape.
Yeah, well, sometimes they're skinny in the
oh, I thought
no,
it was the bell.
The pear shape is the bell.
Oh.
Because I get the bell in the boot, but the bone really gets me.
The
bone would be that one.
Oh, it's just the square one.
Yeah, it's the square one. Sometimes they're skinnier in the middle.
Oh, okay.
We're
gonna post
this picture on our Discord under the news tab. So you just go follow the Discord. Just all circular resonating. Like I said last week. So go follow all that
sorry,
shit.
What?
Kyle.
Shit. I don't know. Okay?
Kyle will get that right in season 20. So the McNuggets are pressed out of a rolling type of cookie cutter.
Mm-hmm.
The nugget cutter, as I have deemed it, and I thought that was hilarious.
That's what I've been doing all the week is cutting the nugget.
I laughed really hard when I wrote that. I'm like, nugget cutter. That's like when I take a shit after eating McNuggets and my asshole becomes a nugget cutter.
That's like one of those things that's fun to say, like maybe baby, like nugget cutter.
Nugget cutter.
Maybe baby.
But the nugget cutter ensures shape and size is consistent for cooking time and food safety. McDonald's Canada also said, "Our nuggets are shaped uniquely for kids and kids at heart. It makes dipping more fun."
I was going to say, if they're shaping them just for kids, I'm going to be offended.
No, because it's fucking awesome. Like, fuck a side of fries. I want a side of – I don't understand why a four-piece isn't an option as a side of McDonald's. But I find it weird. It's like, makes dipping more fun. Like, oh, man, dipping a boot, dipping a bone.
Dipping like, a bell.
Dipping a bell, dipping a ball.
I've got to say.
We actually talked about dipping balls last week, so go check that episode out.
saying that you were saying all week to us, Reed, about dipping balls?
Oh, was it plop plop jizz jizz? Oh, what a relief it is!
There it is.
So, if you're curious about plop plop jizz jizz, go check out episode 7.
I've got to say, my favorite shape is definitely the boot.
Yes, hands down, the boot is my favorite.
The boot is my favorite too.
Really?
What is going on? It's just so nice because, like, for me, I don't know about you guys, but like for me, dipping the boot is just so rewarding because you can just get like a little bit extra dip on the little bait part.
Yeah,
that's what it is.
Like, oh yeah,
it's like a shovel.
Yeah, you can
right.
Scoop the sauce.
All
right,
guys, I got an idea.
I'm ready for it.
Before we get to the next point of this article, Kyle, we need to get on Twitter and get a voting scale.
A poll
up and have a picture of each shaped nugget. And you guys go to our Twitter and vote on which shaped nugget is your favorite.
Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. And the winner, like the winning nugget shape is going to be our profile picture for the next 2 weeks.
I like that.
It's gotta be the boot. It's gotta be the boot.
If it's not the boot, if you guys don't win, if you guys don't vote the boot as the winner, I swear to God, I'm gonna disown every single one of you.
If you guys don't win the boot as the voter,
then we're all gonna be confused.
So, why four shapes? Well, straight from McDonald's spokesperson's mouth, three would have been too few, and five too wacky.
Okay.
Isn't that fucking weird?
I just want to know. I don't know. I feel like there was more conversation, more reasoning behind that rather than the simplicity of the three versus five.
Do you guys remember that meme that was popular for a long time? It was like a cartoon drawn like boardroom. And like there was a guy at the like head of the boardroom that was like, you could supplement it with anything, but I'll use it for our example here of what I'm thinking of. He was like, all right, guys, we need to know how many nugget shapes to put in our nuggets for our cookie cutter nugs. And there's one guy that goes like five nuggets, like five shapes. And then the next frame is like, he gets booted out the window and he's like falling out the window. Do you guys remember that meme?
No,
yes. I
do.
You do? Okay. Somebody finally remembers the joke.
I actually love that fucking meme.
It's a great meme.
I don't remember it.
It's like, I think we should do five. Oh, Tim, what a wacky idea. He was like, well, what about three? Oh, Samantha, three's too few. And then Anthony's over there like, how about four? Give that motherfucker a raise.
Employee of the year.
So I guess here on WDKS, we don't know shit about shit. But when we do learn about stuff, it's McKnowledge. But let's move on from edible knowledge to a brick with service.
Okay.
Are we talking about my laptop or?
Let's dive into Return to the Brick. Do you guys know that Energizer makes cell phones?
No.
What? No. How did I not know this?
That's what I was wondering. And I've got a little next tidbit after we talk about their current phone. They have another one that's out that I bet you don't know about either. But I was shocked.
What the fuck?
So Energizer, we all know them from the batteries
The
wonderful Energizer Bunny. Energizer has released a large enough phone to home their little lovable pink mascot. The Energizer phone was given the name Power Max P18K Pop. The Power Max has an 18,000 mAh, which stands for...
milliamps.
Thank you. So 18,000 milliamp battery and measures at 3/4 inch thick. This battery will last 7 days, guaranteed, and takes a full 8 hours to charge from 0 to 100.
Holy shit, that's some packing on the milliamps, dude.
0 to 100 real quick.
Dude, I'll pull up the photo. It is big as shit. Like, Nokia is jealous of this fucking phone.
Damn. Like, this kind of blows my mind. Yeah, is it a smartphone?
Yeah, it's a full-on smartphone.
What's it running? Android? I assume Android.
Yeah, it's running Android 6 or Android 8.
They usually have Android, like KitKat or whatever the fuck. Isn't that what Android usually runs off of? Like some kind of candy bar.
Yeah, I'm not.
I don't know. I have an iPhone. I don't know jack shit.
Unfortunately, I have an iPhone.
It's running Android. It says Android 9.
Okay.
With fast charging for 8 hours.
That's intense.
While you sleep.
What's the market for this?
I don't know what the market is. This article is fairly short, and I couldn't find anything in the U.S. that is showing this as, like, a viable option. It seems to be a European push.
Yeah, because the European market is way more open. I'm showing my tech junkie colors here.
I love it.
The European market is way more open for... like phones and whatnot. We have pretty much a lockdown here in America of like the big three, which is like Samsung, Apple, and then
Google.
Forget. Yeah, like, Google. That's what it is. Yeah, we got pretty much the big three lockdown. But that doesn't surprise me. I'm gonna look into that in my spare time because that's just fucking like crazy.
I was shocked.
I was very surprised that the Energizer Bunny people would come out with a phone. That would be kind of the last thing I would think that a battery company.
But they're pushing this big battery, so I guess it kind of aligns with what they usually do and what their big market is. But
it sounds like a Chinese, just based on the name, it sounds like a Chinese release. And in America especially, we got like the whole cool catchy names for our phones, and Europe does that a little bit. But it just sounds like a Chinese release to me.
But I mean, this phone is an absolute unit. And is described as looking like a bunch of iPhones stacked on top of each other.
Damn.
Along with the stupid battery size, the Power Max also includes a 6.2-inch LCD screen, 128 gigabytes of storage, 6 gigabytes of RAM, and a pop-up dual selfie camera that pops up from the top of the phone. Yeah.
Do you by chance have in your notes what processor that's running?
No, it did not cover that in the article.
I'll look at that later.
But yeah, check out this little pop-up dual camera up top.
So it just pops up kind of like a Polaroid.
Yeah, so that way they're not taking up...
Oh, fuck.
That way they're not taking up any screen space on the front of the phone for the camera and everything.
Well, how about, speaking of like weird tech stuff, Kyle brought to my attention, I don't know, maybe a little less than a week ago, about a week ago, the cell phone that actually folds in half and becomes a tablet. That is
the Samsung Fold.
Insanity.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're getting places.
Bendable OL, I guess if you're super tech savvy, you just call it an OLED. But a bendable OLEDs, they're really popular right now. And I mean, it's a cool concept, but I would never buy it. It's too weird.
Well, hey, little tidbit. If you want a folding smartphone, Energizer's got you covered there too.
No shit.
Yeah.
Is that,
dude,
the other one you were talking about?
Yeah, that's the other one.
Oh, fuck. I'm
there
looking
is another
this.
Article that says Energizer's folding smartphone is the most underrated cell phone ever released.
Holy fucking shit. That's
so
how I know.
Go check that out.
I know it's got to be an overseas release because we have not seen anything like that here in America.
But you would definitely think that we would have heard about this with the overabundance of marketing and ads that get jammed down our throats in the U.S. So it has to be something that's overseas. But I'm really blown away that it took this long for this story and this idea to kind of come over to the U.S. Because, I mean, the article is obviously within a week's time released, but this has been around for a few months now.
I'm not surprised by that whatsoever. I mean, you just had a month ago Samsung's event where they released the Fold and the S10, and then assumably the new Note is coming in a month or two. So, I mean, like I said earlier, we have a lockdown here with kind of like the big three of phones. I mean,
we've kind of got the best of the best scenario here in the United States. We're in the Midwest, so definitely things travel from California to the Midwest in time. But as far as technology goes, as far as America, I think we get kind of, as far as marketing, what's marketed to us has already been tested, has already been shown to be the best of the best. But I know that, you know, Asian, Japan, China gets a lot of really cool, almost like beta type technology there. That gets tested out before it kind of gets to us all the way over here in the United States. So,
too bad they didn't catch that whole Samsung exploding thing. So you guys want to see this absolute unit?
Oh, yeah. Whoo, damn, that's thicker than the
that's
iPhone.
That's a fucking phone, dude.
That's thicker than the iPhone 3GS, like times three.
So pretty much.
That's a callback.
So pretty much take your travel charger, put a screen on it and give it cell service. Like, that's literally what that is.
Thick.
That's literally all they did. So go ahead and look into the Energizer cell phone game, and maybe you can get one over here, but I highly doubt it.
Yeah.
So while we wait for your new phone to charge for 8 hours, let's drink. Let's dive into PBR. Who here likes PBR?
I got a story, okay? This is actually really great that you say this, because I got a fucking story about a listener. He contacted me last week on Twitter, and he said that he had a dream that he was a guest on our show, WDKS, and we kicked him out for drinking PBR.
No shit.
I swear to God.
And also, never would we ever kick you off for drinking PBR, because your dude Reed Qualls over here
drinks Natty
is
Light.
Drinking Natty Light pretty consistently, which is embarrassing enough.
It kind of is, but damn, it's good. So, coming soon, new PBR whiskey.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Oh boy, my liver is crying already.
You guys want to know why they're getting into this? PBR is preparing for its cult-type following drinkers. Will soon become at an age they will want a smooth, hard liquor over a cheap beer.
This is self-awareness at its finest.
It's sad, though. Like, the core of it, it's sad. Oh!
One of the tweets that came about when this story broke said, "Finally, I can take my scumbag drinking to the next level." It's kind of cool, though, because PBR is getting help from Michigan-based distillery New Holland.
Oh, hey, okay. All right.
Local.
New Holland is getting involved with them to give them kind of a take and some help on the project and what the whiskey should taste like. The whiskey stats come in at 80 proof bottle, 52% corn, 27% malt barley, 17% wheat, and 4% rye.
And 100% not going to drink that shit.
I can't do hard liquor.
Me neither.
I'll probably try it. I'll probably shoot it just to try it. But I will not make that a regular staple.
I have done the opposite of what PBR is planning for. Like, I used to drink a lot of hard liquor and then switch to beer because it's just easier.
The last time I drank hard liquor in excess to make me drunk, what happened was I jumped off a boat fully clothed and then bruised the shit out of my thighs while attempting to return to said boat. So what I prefer is to drink beer.
I'm just going to say that that's not the last time.
Liquor.
Oh, okay.
Liquor is nobody's friend. It's not your body's friend. It's not your mind's friend. It's not the friend of the next day. Like nothing about it is good.
Yeah, yeah.
I think the last time that you drank hard liquor was with the sunglasses incident.
Oh, no.
Liquor was definitely involved because I don't remember that.
That was when
we were going home and we were in the Taco Bell drive-thru. And she was saying something about, I can't remember.
Oh, her liquor story.
Yeah, not yours.
I said, I can't see.
Yeah, she said she couldn't see.
She was like, I can't see. And I was like, it's because you're wearing sunglasses. And you're like, no, I'm not. And I was like, yeah, you are. And you felt your face and you said, yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That was the last major liquor incident.
The release date for this whiskey has not been released to us. They say it's coming sooner than we anticipated, but they haven't given us an exact release date.
I anticipate and hope never, so.
I don't need it.
The name of the PBR whiskey is Jacob's Best. And probably the best part of this is the very PBR-esque slogan.
I'm ready for
Do
it.
Do tell.
I'm ready.
Aged 5 seconds. I'm not a huge fan of PBR, but I really like that slogan.
You get a WDKS clap.
I give it to you guys. It's pretty good.
They're not fucking around. They're like, look, okay, I know what you're here for.
You're just here to get fucked up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, with the release of PBR Whiskey, don't get too slammed on Jacob's Best, because you'll want to read the fine print of this next story. Squint for 10,000.
Fuck, I love the segues. We actually, another story, we had someone on Twitter fucking tell us that our transitions, and I'm going to assume they mean segues, are super fucking gold every time. And I'm going to assume that they mean you because you're the best.
Well, whoever said that, if they were talking about me, thank you. So, Georgia teacher, Donlin Andrews, Donlin Andrews? Won $10,000 after paying extra close attention to some tiny writing. The fine print on her travel insurance policy from Squaremouth had a little reward written in. Squaremouth, at that time, was running a Pays to Read campaign to stress everyone should read everything very closely before hitting agree or signing a piece of paper.
That's fucking stupid.
True that. No. Oh, true that.
Dude, this bitch won freaking
$10,000
for reading the fine print of an insurance policy.
Yeah, right? But that's pretentious. Nobody reads that. Look, I'll be the odd one out on this one, okay? But nobody reads those. Every time you go to a fucking website nowadays, there's a little thing that comes up that says, like, we do the cookies, read our full things here. How many times do you read that before you just hit accept? Never. Nobody reads that.
I might read a few of them now because you never know. There might be a little nugget in there.
All that I ever think about when people talk about the fine print is that South Park episode.
I was going to say, but you hate when I do South Park references.
Where Apple
So oh my gosh, I forgot.
The human.
That's such a good episode.
The human Sentai pad.
Yeah. Look up.
Oh, it's a fucked up episode.
We can't teach it to read.
If you don't know human Sentai pad, that is your loss. Look it up. You'll find it.
But this is kind of a WDKS public service announcement. Get out there and read this shit and read the fine print, because there might be little nuggets hiding in there. $10,000, maybe a free trip. Shit, when you download the next installation on your iPhone for the update, maybe it might be a free fucking iPhone X in there for you. Like, you never know.
Now
the possibilities are fucking endless, and everybody listening to this is going to start reading fine print. It's going to start a fucking epidemic.
Or you could find that Apple wants to sew your mouth to the ass of another Apple user, in which case I would highly encourage that you click deny.
So, reading the fine print could lead to mouth-to-ass sewing or $10,000 is what we're saying.
Yeah, it could be bad or good. It could be really bad or really good.
Either way, I'm just going to keep hitting accept.
Yeah, I probably am too.
Oh, yeah.
I have a hard enough time reading the articles that I'm telling you guys. So I get halfway through and I'm like, oh, fuck, I like flatline in like the second paragraph. So thinking about all that fine print you have blown through and all the goodies that could have been in there, let's drink those thoughts away. Or I guess maybe not. All of us know, if we're anywhere even close to the internet, that Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, and Miller Coors,
yes,
have been going at each other's throats with this corn syrup bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking savage, dude. Their ads have been savage.
I've got your
fuck.
Corn syrup.
Like some seriously hardcore
yes.
shit. Well,
so much so. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That marketing has killed probably one of the biggest pushes for beer drinking, because Anheuser-Busch InBev, in collusion with Miller Coors and Heineken, wanted to start a campaign to counteract the market share loss with spirits and wines. Simply, drink beer.
Okay.
And they were going to do this all together until the 2019 Super Bowl.
Of course, the fucking advertising battle, dude.
Miller Coors said, fuck you! And then Budweiser's like, fuck you! And then it's all gone. So now they're going to battle with each other instead of battling with the spirits and wines that have taken a massive chunk out of their fucking market
look,
share.
Look, okay, look.
Petty.
You know, we are a podcast that thrives off of craft brew, so I feel their pain. But guess what? I don't feel bad that I'm capitalizing on their pain. Because guess what? Your girl don't want to be drinking Bud Light. Because I used to drink Bud Light, and I tasted one about a week ago.
About a week ago. Sorry, that's the second time we've said that, and I couldn't pass it up.
And I wanted to fucking spit it out. Because, sorry to say, but I am now a craft beer snob.
Hell yeah. We converted our Reed. Yay.
So hey. That's kind of the thing, though, is I think they're kind of duking it out, because they're really after each other. The cheap beer market is really struggling, because I don't know, maybe it's just us, maybe it's just me, but
well,
I ain't after that Bud Light.
Well, see, it's the entire beer industry, though. The entire beer industry, from craft to the big three, if you want to call it that,
you could.
All of them are struggling. They're getting their asses whooped by these spirits. Like, I'm guessing they're saying, like, what's the most popular spirit?
Fuck if I know.
They make vodka.
Smirnoff?
Tito's?
Smirnoff, thank you. Smirnoff and wine.
Smirnoff.
And then, like, the hard liquors, they're just getting their asses freaking kicked.
Look.
And then they were going to make, they had this plan. They were all like, okay, we all have to come together. We all have to push drink beer, or, like, kind of the milk thing. Got beer. And then Bud fucked the dog on it and said, "Ooh, Miller's got fucking corn syrup in it. Don't drink it."
I think that those very basic beer brands that are kind of go-tos might be on the outs.
No, they were pushing this got beer, drink beer marketing thing because when you look at it, you just break it down. Beer, spirits, wine.
Spirits
beer
are
is
popular.
Getting their freaking ass kicked when it comes to market share.
Not me, man. I can't do the liquors and the wine even now. Wine, the average bottle of wine for non-wine drinkers is about, you know, 10 to 13%. That's a little much for little old me. I like to be able to enjoy several of what I'm drinking. If I drink a bottle of wine, your girl is crying in a corner.
Your girl.
Your girl is crying.
If I drink a full bottle of wine, your boy is crying. And then probably puking afterwards.
If I drink a full bottle of wine, your boy is in the corner going, "Mother bitch."
I just don't need it. That's why I like beer so much. I like different craft beer so much because I get the flavor differentiations. I get to have a favorite. I get to try different things with craft beers without having a 13% making me fucking lose my mind. I'm trying to enjoy something and it turns out being awful. I yell at my husband, it's bad.
I just can't fuck
it. She does.
The verbal and physical abuse that I put on Kyle is terrible.
Help me.
I just can't do it.
But I just find it crazy that they were so close to all coming together and the big three were going to spend their money and push for all beer in general.
Yeah.
And flex their muscles with this cash they have to push this got beer, drink beer marketing, and Anheuser-Busch fucked it.
But at the end of the day, I am completely not surprised that when companies of the same brand type try to come together, shit goes haywire. It just happens because at the end of the day, they're always going to try to have the upper hand.
So pretty much to wrap up this story, ladies and gentlemen, listening to this story right now, there is a serious problem in the American beer drinking market. Go out and support whether it's the big three or it's your local brew. Go out and have a beer. Fuck the wine. Fuck the spirits.
All right, well, that's the news. I hope you enjoyed that. I don't know if I did because I wrote this outro days ago. Anyway, we're going to go smoke cigarettes and get in fights. If you want to know what beers we drank during today's episode or do some further reading, so to speak, about the stories we've talked about, then stick around until after the break for the second half. If not, then you better go look at the show notes for our social media and a link to the Discord and also rate and review, or I'm going to sick Momo on you. Is that a dead meme? I don't care. Bye. All right, you survived. This is the show after the show, so to speak. We've done the news. Now it's time to drink excessively. Here, you're going to find out what beers we enjoyed during today's episode, get more chat about the episode's news stories, and get some shit about our personal lives. So listen the fuck up. River, what you drinking today?
I am drinking Citra Express of 18th Street Brewing. It is an American IPA. It is a 5.8 ABV. The IBU is unknown, as far as I know. But 18th Street Brewing Company is out of Hammond, Indiana. So it's, you know, fairly close. It is described as light, citrusy, clean, smooth, and hoppy. Like a rush hour train. Sorry, that was awkward. Like a rush hour train. Like a rush hour train. We've packed more tropical, citrusy, citra hops into the beer than should be allowed by law. That's what they say at 18th Street. And you know what? Your girl agrees. I like it. Your girl can't have an IPA without having a little citrusy spin on it.
Because it has to be refreshing.
Okay.
We're not going to let it die. We're not.
I get it. I always say a beer's refreshing, but you want to know the truth? All beer is refreshing, okay? So honestly, here we go. I would describe this beer as refreshing, light, also citrusy, but you know what? I don't get the strong hops because when I have a beer that gives me strong hops, guess what? I don't like it, but I do get the citrus. And guess what? Fuck you, Reed. Fuck you, Kyle. It's refreshing, okay? You don't want to know something? Okay? I like refreshing beer. So every single time when I describe the beer I pick as refreshing, it's because I picked the right one.
I agree. It's refreshing. I mean, I really do. I think it's a good beer.
It's pretty good.
Anyway.
It does have a lot of citrus.
I do really like 18th Street. It's an Indiana brew, so, you know, represent, okay? I like it. It's good. Try it out. Reed Wayne, what are you drinking?
All right. I am drinking a new addition to the Natty Light family and possibly my new favorite beer over your original Natural Light. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the WTGS table, Natterdays. You want to talk about a refreshing beer? This is a refreshing beer. This beer begs for you to be sitting on a boat in the hot baking sun and slam a 30 rack.
Mm-hmm.
See, Alex, this is why we could never kick you out for drinking PBR, because Reed is drinking. Not only is he not, like, he can't even handle regular Natty Light now. He has to drink Natty Light mixed with
strawberry and lemonade.
Oh, it's good.
This says, for those who like strawberry and lemonade and drinking beer. I never thought of myself as a strawberry lemonade kind of guy. I was always a beer drinking guy, but now I am both. And the best part about it, guys, there's little tiny flamingos all over the can.
It's cute as fuck.
It's a pretty cool can. It's not too feminine, so I can drink it without feeling like a total dainty, like,
what does that mean?
My hands
what
flipping
the fuck
over.
Does that mean? What does
but
that
you'll
mean?
Still but you'll still feel that way because that's just how you are.
Yeah, I am a little
dick.
I am a little loose in the wrist.
In the wrist, yeah.
It is a 4.2 and obviously it's a natty, so it's a zero IBU. But I really love it, and I cannot wait until the sun breaks through, warms us up, and I can have one of these on the boat.
You know, I tried it, and I really honestly can't wait. Again, like just what you said, like that's probably what I'll be having when we're cruising on the party this summer around the lake. So, I mean, can't wait.
And it's honestly a great, like, if you like yakking, kayaking, it's just a great summer activity beer. I was terrified when I bought it because our buddy Sean turned 30 on Sunday, and then I went over to his house on Monday. I bought him two Natural Light 30 racks. One 30 rack said 30 for the first 30, and 30 for the next 30 was written on the second 30 rack. And then I also bought a six-pack of these to try them out.
Okay.
Sean loved them so much that he bought a 30 rack.
Hell yeah. They're honestly really good.
But I was really terrified when I bought it. I'm like, this better not be like the Natural Light Rush that they came out with that we had a while back. That was like a melted popsicle.
Yeah,
it was that was terrible. Or I was also worried it was going to turn out to be like a Limerita, and it's not. I mean, it is refreshing for me coming out of Anheuser-Busch and being a Natural Light beer. They knocked this one out of the park. I give them at least 3.25 bottle caps on this. So that's my take, or my ass kissing of Natural Light, but they did do a good job. Let's move on to Kyle. What are you drinking?
I will say a few things first. Reed, I don't think your opinion is impartial because you are wearing a Natty Light t-shirt.
I am wearing a Natty Light t-shirt while drinking Natty Light.
I think that you are a shill and your opinions are paid for. And that's my conspiracy theory of the week.
Also, I just want to know where my check's at. Like, fuck.
Today, I've got a returning brew by what is quickly becoming my favorite brewer, Taxman Brewing. This is Gold Standard by Taxman. It's an Abbey Blonde. It has an ABV of 6.2 and an IBU of 20. Untappd has this listed with an average score of 3.6 bottle caps. And I personally give it a 4.25. I really dig this brew. We want to know what the Wisconsin baptism is, Reed.
Well, Kyle, River and I both know what the Wisconsin baptism is. So you literally have no idea?
No.
Well, everybody listening to WDKS, we're going to show Kyle what the Wisconsin baptism is.
Oh,
Wisconsin baptism. River just recorded that. We'll put it on our Twitter and our Instagram.
I just got hit in the face with cheese.
Wait, give me the cheese. All right.
How long did you have that cheese?
Since the break.
This is This is how it's supposed to go.
So a Wisconsin baptism.
Where's the cheese? I can't find it.
Is a new thing that's sweeping the internet. It's probably gone by now, honestly. But we are like full on like cheese
it's
war
so
right
violent.
Now.
It's so violent.
Find the cheese.
But poor children.
But people are taking a wonderful piece of Kraft cheese.
Processed fake cheese.
And throwing it at their toddlers while they're sitting eating dinner or something. They just flopping a piece of cheese onto their kids and sticking it to their face and
then
posting it online.
Look, okay, I've seen some funny ones. I've also seen some that, like, literally the children are nailed and it's inappropriate. Like, they get nailed by some Kraft singles.
Some of them are a little rough. The first one I saw, the cheese hit the kid and even threw the piece of cheese that was right over the kid's eyes. You could see terror in the kid's face.
Oh, my God.
I haven't done this to Ryder yet, and Taylor and I were supposed to do it last weekend, and I kept forgetting. I do need to Wisconsin baptism Ryder just because it will be a great video to show at his fucking high school graduation party.
You know, you know, I think that you need to Wisconsin baptism Ryder and post it on Instagram, but if we did, where would we, like, find that?
Oh, you can find that Wisconsin baptism of my son at official Podman Reed. I will try and get that done tomorrow, and we'll get it posted up. But I think it's playful. Some of the dads are and it's of course it's always a dad's hand in the video. There's not mothers throwing cheese at their toddlers.
You don't say.
This is probably usually when mommy's out for a wine tasting with her friends, and the dad's like, "Fuck yeah, we're gonna throw cheese at him."
This'll teach mommy never to let me babysit again.
It's been deemed the Wisconsin baptism, and Kyle, you have been baptized.
You know, I think that we're going to start an official WDKS religion called the Wisconsin.
Sounds sexual.
In order to be baptized into the WDKS religion, you have to be hit in the face with some cheese. So here's what we're going to do. If you want to be baptized, then you gotta video yourself being slapped in the fucking eyeball with some cheese, Kraft single specifically, and post it to Twitter.
And I mean smacked the shit out of. I don't want any of this toddler bullshit where they, you know, the parent lightly tosses it
like
onto the child.
Flops it onto their face.
I mean, like, fucking slap your significant other with a slice of processed cheese like you've won a divorce.
Hit him with a brick of cheese.
I mean, like, my eye is in pain right now. So do that and tag us in the video that you post on Twitter of you being Wisconsin baptized. And, you know, we're going to react to it probably sometime. I don't fucking know when, but we just want to see it. Like, I just want to see a bunch of people get slapped in the face with cheese. So,
like I said, this trend is probably steaming off already. Like when people were stacking Cheerios on their kids.
Oh, yeah.
They were sleeping. That was pretty funny. But it goes out pretty quick. So get the videos in quick before we become a dead podcast meme.
We already are. I just mentioned Momo like before the break, you know, if you remember.
Look.
Momo's dead already. He was like a 24-hour.
Yeah,
it goes
very quick.
Look,
so.
Though,
but we just want to be relevant. So just like, I don't know, do some shit. I don't fucking know.
Here's the deal, okay? Do y'all want to hear speaking of McDonald's, okay, we've had, you know, pretty good McDonald's, you know. McDonald's is processed as fuck. We got processed cheese.
There you
we
go.
Got,
there's the segue.
We got to make. I'm not the best at this, okay? You got to give me a break. Look, okay? McDonald's is processed. Hence the first news story. So it's not really. I mean, I guess you could call it a Wisconsin slap in the face, but look, I don't know. I've just got 25 craziest McDonald's menu items from around the world.
Well, let's fucking go through them.
I don't
them
have
like
a good segue, but I have a list.
Let's go through them like a lightning fucking fast and all let's right. do this shit.
Honey bun, Cheetos of oats.
What? Cheetos of oats. Soviet Russia, McDonald's you.
Honey buns, shamadanga ling-along.
I tried to be like, all right, honey, bunches of oats, but it came out very it came out very like anime.
And the moon.
All right, so this one I'm jealous of, like super jealous of. Number one, bacon, macaroni, and cheese toasty, aka bacon, macaroni, and cheese grilled cheese.
Oh man, I like the color of like toasty.
Is it AKA the same exact name?
Well, no, they call it toasties in other countries. Like a grilled cheese is called a toasty.
Can we bring that to the U.S. like full on like? So give me a toasty.
You can get this in China. McDonald's released this in 2017, throwing bacon mac and cheese into a sandwich. Macaroni and cheese together belongs on our list of the unhealthiest foods on the planet, adding to two pieces of toasted bread and a mix that isn't going to dish out, you know, the best flavors in the world. But it's probably going to be bad for you, but really good. What do you guys think about that? Would you order the bacon macaroni and cheese toasty?
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Absolutely.
All right, at number two, we have the Gratin Croquette Burger.
Okay, wait. Now, given last week's warning label debacle with figuring out way too fucking late what we should do, now we've heard the title of this item. Reed and I should guess what this item is.
Right, oh, there's right. no way I'm going to be able to guess what
okay. Just quick what? Fire off the top of your head, guess what
let
the
me,
fuck it
let
is.
Let me read the name. The Gratin Croquette Burger, and whoever does not get, whoever's lit like the least close to the answer gets this ball of processed cheese.
No, we can't.
Why are you molding
anymore?
The ball of cheese?
Because you're going to get it right to the eye.
Oh, God. Okay, what is it?
It is the Gratin Croquette Burger.
It's something with cheesy potatoes.
I'll give you. It's from Japan.
It's something with cheesy potatoes. In like a fish burger. I'm just going to guess a fish burger with some kind of cheesy potatoes. Reed, what's your guess?
I would say that it is a like shredded up like beef, but it's all seafood mashed into a burger with some like sweet and sour or like some kind of Asian sauce on it.
Okay. All right. So just like the McRib, the Gratin Croquette Burger isn't available year-round, but unlike the McRib, this creamy, crispy cult classic is made up of a fried crab and macaroni croquette between two steamed buns. It can only be purchased during winter months, which is probably the best since it is biting into a whole lot of wheat flour with a side of shredded lettuce. So I'm going to go ahead and give that to Reed.
Awesome. I get cheese to the face.
Again.
Kyle.
Hit him.
Hit me. Oh, this right is, to the chest.
This is right so above the terrible. Nipple.
Let me see.
I hate this ball of processed cheese being thrown around my table.
All right. Poutine. You can get this in Canada. What is poutine? That you can get from McDonald's.
Damn, I went to McDonald's twice when I was in Canada, and I don't remember seeing poutine.
I know exactly what fucking poutine is.
Go ahead.
I would say it's a soup.
Okay.
It's not a soup. It's fries with fucking gravy on it, bro. That's poutine, dude.
Yep.
Look at her shaking her head yes.
You're
right
absolutely
now.
Right.
Fuck damn it.
You watch Letterkenny. How do you not fucking know?
All right,
hit me.
Give me a minute. You have not heard of poutine.
Give me a fucking minute.
Give me a fucking minute. You may have not heard of poutine, but it's French fries covered in gravy and cheese curds. It's a Canadian fucking staple, Reed.
Ugh. What the fuck? I don't like this cheese thing.
All right, we got time for five more of these menu items.
All right, the mashed potato burger. What is it? And it is available in China.
You go.
I mean, it's. I think it's a normal cheeseburger with like mashed potato, like breaded mashed potato cakes as the bun, right? That's what I think it is.
Hmm. I'm going to go the opposite of that because I absolutely have to. I would say that it is bun, mashed potato with burger mashed up in it and cheese and then another bun underneath it.
Okay. If you have ever eaten a bacon McDouble... if you have ever eaten a bacon McDouble burger at Mickey D's and thought it was missing something, maybe all it needed was a scoop of
a scoop of mashed potato.
Maybe all it was missing was a scoop of mashed potatoes. So, Kyle, fuck you.
Oh! Where'd it go? Oh my god, it's stuck in the mic! This is why you tune into the second half to hear the shenanigans that go on.
It's cheesy.
I'm going to have to clean this mic
this week. So cheesy.
We're going to have to think of a different punishment. I'm about to vomit. That cheese is not getting thrown ever
again. Okay,
okay.
Please
put that out of my sight.
Kyle, your mic is as cheesy as your jokes.
Alex on Twitter, Tataco, TEHTACCO, loves my jokes and says I'm not alone. He says that I am his favorite of the whole entire podcast. So fuck you guys.
All right, look.
I got one friend.
So the Mickey D's... mashed potato burger is basically what Reed described. It's a burger with mashed potatoes squished between the buns. So,
well, that's gross.
It is a burger plus mashed potatoes.
Oh, I feel like that would just be like a nightmare.
That'd be horrible. It'd be absolutely terrible.
Number five is a melon float. It is from Japan. Do you want me to just give you the description or you want to guess?
A melon float?
I would say that's Coke with watermelon ice cream or sherbet.
I think it's root beer with a cantaloupe sherbet.
You're both very close. So some people are green with envy over this recent addition of the McDonald's Japanese menu. But we're not sold on the melon soda and ice cream combo. So it's a melon soda with ice cream. So it's basically a root beer float, but with melon soda.
I can get behind that.
Gross.
All right.
Fucking gross. I can get behind that.
So this is something I really can't get behind because I could see this being delicious in a restaurant setting, but not in a McDonald's setting.
Okay. What is delicious in a McDonald's setting?
A quarter pounder
with bacon.
Oh,
yes.
I'm so hungry, guys.
So, spinach and Parmesan nuggets. Where are these available?
Italy.
I just want you to guess where they're available.
Germany.
Italy. Kyle's correct.
Damn it!
Don't let the word spinach fool you. Any nutritional value of these nuggets. Is lost because they're deep fried to fuck with Parmesan cheese.
Hell yeah.
So
I hate Parmesan cheese.
These are pretty much just
get out of my house.
Packed together spinach and a fuckload of cheese deep fried into a nugget form, and you can buy these in Italy.
Give us another one.
Alrighty, we have the McLobster. Where can you buy this, guys?
New England. It's a New England special.
That sounds like a porn activity.
Spain.
You can buy the McLobster in Canada.
New England, close. That's close. I mean, fuck for real. Come on now. It's closer than Spain.
As if maple bacon. As if maple.
Fuck off.
Okay. Okay.
Just fuck off.
Okay.
Get through it so I get the fuck out of your house.
This is why you come to the second half to hear me shit on Reed constantly.
As if Makel Bacon.
River is...
By the way, the second half is a lot less edited because I feel like it gives it gives a good insight into who we are. So you're going to hear a lot of the Makel Babins.
The Makel Babins.
As if maple bacon poutine wasn't enough, McDonald's Canada also thought it'd be a good idea to add lobster roll sandwich to their menu because anyone stepping into their fast poop food.
Fast poop restaurant.
I'm done, okay? I'm done.
Okay, we got one more after this.
A fast poop is usually what I get after I eat McDonald's.
Look, okay, Canada has a fucking lobster roll. Just calm down. Okay.
All right, one more.
A Cadbury cream egg McFlurry.
You can get through that, but you can't say fucking maple bacon.
Look.
I love my wife. She is the best. She's so much fucking fun, dude.
She can't say maple bacon or fast food, but she just read that. Read that fucking again.
Cadbury cream egg McFlurry.
Come on, what the fuck?
I'm sorry.
Oh, shit.
Where does this come from? It comes from three different places, so you need to guess three different places.
I'm going to guess New England.
No, I mean countries, you fucking idiot.
Oh. That's going to be left in.
Look, okay. My hands smell like processed cheese.
My face smells like processed cheese.
And I'm trying. No, I've been balling up processed cheese in my hand for like 30 minutes before the actual segment happened.
Okay, just.
So I really smell like Kraft processed cheese.
Just
so
Reed, guess where the fuck this thing comes from.
I'm going to say Great Britain, Germany, and the Netherlands.
Okay.
I don't have a guess. Just
okay. So the Cadbury cream egg McFlurry is available in Australia.
River, check the fuck out.
Is available in Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom. Here.
Fucking close it. Close it, dude.
Okay,
close it.
So. Hold on a minute. Let me finish this. I can do it.
This is why you tuned in the second half.
Listen, okay. Listen, okay. Here in the United States, Easter at McDonald's.
Talking to your mic.
Okay. Here in the States, Easter is at McDonald's. It means that Minty Shamrock Shake.
All right, I'm calling it. I'm calling it, dude.
Why?
You're ruining it. You're making me self-conscious. Listen, okay? So this fucking Cadbury cream egg is available in Australia, Canada, and the United Kingdom. You want to know why? Because in the fucking United States, around that time, we get the Minty Shamrock Shake. But overseas, we get a fucking spring. And you know what comes with spring? We get fucking McFlurry flavor that comes with a Cadbury cream egg because they're so much more wholesome than us.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Wow. I'm just glad that River's getting roasted for once because it's usually fucking me. To be honest with you. And I'm blown away that at official Podman Reen over here seems like the only one at the table that's got his shit together.
I got my shit together. What are you talking about? My shit is currently in my anus waiting to be excreted, okay?
Okay.
It's together. It's in one piece.
Okay.
All right, now we can tell Kyle to wrap it up.
All right, we're going to wrap it up here. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah, Kyle, let's. I think we should wrap up episode 8 WDKS. All
right, we're going to wrap up episode 8. River, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, it's time to end this thing. So remember, check the show notes for links to our social media and a link to the Discord. If you don't want to do that, then just type WDKSpod into your social media, and if our cover art pops up, then yeah, you found us. And if we aren't there, then, you know, that's neat, but tell us that we're not there. Okay, Drifter Wife. River, Drifter Wife, where can we find you online?
Okay. You can find me on Instagram at river.jane.weeks.
Woo.
You can find me on Untapped at Maintain Jane. I'm working on trying to switch over all my stuff to Maintain Jane. But you know what? Instagram's not being compliant. So for it's now, not. You can find me on Instagram at river.j.weeks. And you can find me on Untapped at Maintain Jane. And also on Twitter at Maintain Jane.
She has a Twitter now. I convinced her to get a Twitter. Working on Reed, guys. I'm working on him. I'm working on him.
It's not going to happen.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. But until then, officially official Podman Reed, where can we find you online?
You can find me on Instagram and Untapped at Official Podman Reed. That is REDRE2D at Official Podman Reed. Instagram, Untapped. See you there, Kyle.
All right. I've been your.
Okay, so you probably couldn't hear that, but it just sounded like River just fell through the kitchen floor into the apartment below us. Trying to make dinner.
I'm sure she didn't, but the taquitos that we're going to eat are going to be well worth all the noise I just heard in the kitchen.
Oh, my gosh.
You can find me. I've been your gritty drifter host person, Kyle Weeks, and you can find me anywhere online at Kyle J. Weeks and also Discord at Dark Matter Cook.
We're officially off the rails because River's out there yelling about all the noise she's making by herself. So let's park the fucking train, episode 8.